Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, last Monday, a week ago, 1,900 were infected. Well, actually, about 1,950. Tuesday morning, 4,500 were infected. Wednesday morning, 5,000 were infected. Wednesday evening, 6,000 were infected. A week later, 24,000 were infected. Those are actually probably way, way underestimated. What do you think's happening with the coronavirus?
I'm sorry?
I didn't.
Right, the last thing, I didn't hear the question you were actually asking.
Okay, so the question is, we went from a little over a week ago, 1,900 were infected on Monday morning, 4,500 Tuesday morning, 5,000 Wednesday morning, 6,000 Wednesday evening. About a week later, 24,000 infected. The death numbers, we believe, are being underreported, and the infectious rate is underreported, we believe. What do you think is happening? How serious is this? And what do we need to do?
I think the first thing you need to do is realize that the media is not telling the truth and that China, most likely, is lying because of embarrassment. Now, it's a weapon. It escaped the lab. How it escaped, or whether it was done with intent or not, I don't know that we'll ever really know, like 9/11. Was it a hologram? Did it really happen? I can tell you that the Pentagon got being hit by a cruise missile. It was not an aircraft. And they used the media and the scare tactics to ramp it up while they covered their ass, like China most likely is doing right now. Now, just before the break, I wanted to say something important. She made a reference about you being a natural, and you are. You're the best radio personality I've ever had the privilege of working with. And so thank you. And you're reasonable, you're fair, you're creepy, and you're bigoted. And I love it. You're good. You're a natural. And you know, really, Vincent, you're the best radio person. Now, I've done New York City. I've done, you know, top-end stuff. So I wanted you and I wanted everyone out there to realize, while they have criticisms about, well, he's a gearhead, and that's all, but you're the best I've ever worked with. And I'm honored and pleased to do that. And I think we're never really going to know what happened. I'm concerned right now about a second and third wave of, oh, my gosh. That's what I'm concerned about. Is this going to go away now? Or are we going to all of a sudden realize somebody lied and the vector's worse? Well, let's see. I've got a... Look at that. My computer all by itself came on, and I... It won't turn off. Who can do that? Who can turn my computer on? It's been off for 7 or 8 minutes. I'm downstairs. I come back up, and all of a sudden, while I'm talking to you, it came on. That means there's hackers on my board right now. And I'm just letting everybody know, I know that I'm a person of interest like you are. And I'm not going to stop because what I have to say is important. You need to control your thoughts. Once you do that, they've lost. And that's all, as simple as that. Now, as far as health, your body is already trying to stave off the flu. The seasonal changes and the snow, if you eat right, and nobody does, obesity rules. But if you eat right and you get the right exercise, you're not going to get sick. Because it doesn't work like that. Sickness, and I'm writing a brand new book. It's going to go up on my website next week, like the Healing Yourself one. It's called Stress Management, a holistic approach, because illness comes from stress. And if you don't think the media is trying to stress you, I point out again and again and again, the four people on that one aircraft, just with their mind's eye, fainted. Now, was it because of lack of oxygen? No. Was it the coronavirus? No. What happened? We don't know, but it happened. Well, I can tell you what happened. Their belief system caused them to get ill. Your mind's eye is more important than any other thing in the universe. Imagination is reality. And that means you have to train your mind not to be flowing from one idea to the next as a disease. And that's why I said it right out. The Church of the Virus, look it up. It's really interesting how an idea becomes an infection. It was a whole concept of called inception, going into somebody's brain, making them think it's their idea, and then allowing that to go where it goes and controlling that person as the idea grows and grows. I'm trying to help, you know, Dr. Norm Shealy would be the first to tell you, everything comes from natural sources. Originally, the Germans did standardized extract, which is targeted chemistry, and then they beef it up, and we'll call that an immune system shot to boost your immune system. Your immune system doesn't need to be increased or enhanced. It's been weakened because of your diet and your belief systems that it's weak. Once you start to realize how important and strong you are, watch what happens next just with that glass half full over glass half empty. And that is the key to all of it, including health. Of course, I keep some colloidal silver over there on my cupboard. Yes, I do need to activate a charcoal once in a while to go in, but I'm doing it not from allotropic medicine, and this new direction is suggesting that taking microdoses of different toxins like mushrooms or hemp, you know, CBDs, they're look-alike chemistries, and it freaks the brain out, and the brain produces its own. Now, imagine being able to produce that with your mind's eye. Just by visualizing it happening in your mind's eye, and then watch what happens next. And that's how you take placebo, 10% your belief system, and you extend it to 60% because you believe it's happening. How does that work? There's more going on here.
Rick, one of the questions that I was asked yesterday, and I've been trying to find this out and I have not been able to, is does this virus infect only Chinese, or does it infect everyone? Because it seems right now that,
I don't know. And I don't really care, because right behind it, there's 20 more in the laboratory that they've developed as bioweapons. And that's the creepy part. It's not about what's going to kill you. What's going to kill you is your belief system, not the disease itself. And I, you know, whether it's Chinese, is it a drop of moisture in the air that goes into your mouth and you breathe it in and then you're infected or somebody touches you? Yes, we believe that it is transmitted by touch and so on, like HIV. It is, in fact, it was modified by the HIV virus. So that's why it's coronal. It has that round corona-looking shape to it. Now, beyond that, it's a bioterrorism weapon, and they're using it right now on your belief systems. And I am going to tell you candidly, you know, Black Plague, Yellow Fever, I had both of those shots when I was 4 years old going to China. I had to stand in line with a bunch of sailors, and I was watching full-grown men in the third day of 6 days of plague shots, getting ready for going overseas back in the 40s. I watched them dropping like flies. They were getting sick. Because what they did back then is give you a dose of it, just enough that your body could cope and overcome it by creating its own antibodies. It's your body that does the work. And they were exposing you like they do with measles, giving you a small dose of it. Now, once you understand that concept, realize you have control of your ship. You really, honestly do. The only thing that can kill you is your belief that you're being killed. It's as simple and complex as that. And that's why all your saints in history have stressed the importance of training the mind, meditation, learning how to quiet the mind from watching the media, whatever, Donald Duck. And that's whom I'm going to vote for, not Donald Trump. I'm voting for Donald Duck for president. None of the people they're offering, from Bernie Sanders on down to Clinton, are qualified or worthy of that position, including Donald Trump. None of them are. They haven't been qualified since, I don't know, maybe Harry Truman. Harry Truman got it without wanting it because of the assassination and death of Roosevelt. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. I actually met Harry Truman when I was a little boy. I went right up to him and shook his hand. I've got a picture of it. I think I was like 9 or 10 years old. My dad was in Washington, D.C. going through CREI, so radio school, so he could get a job at Boeing. And I have, the buck stops here with all of you. And once you realize that, the real truth is not out there, like Mueller would suggest. It's inside you, and it's different for each of us because that's what made us God's favorite. And just because my belief system is different than yours does not mean I'm wrong any more than I'm saying that that fence over there is blue because I see a different side of it than you. It's brown to you because that's what you can say, and you make an assumption. It's brown on the other side. That's the limitation of physics. It's not real. It doesn't have the answers any more than religion does. And religion isn't about Jesus. Religion is about the way you practice your own moral codes of ethics and rules of conduct. And they're all different. And a Muslim prays 6 times a day. How much does a Christian pray?
Who's we'll be right better? Back. Yeah, we'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
For those of you who may be new to the class, Rick mentioned the buck, B-U-C-K, stops here. And the origin is with United States President Harry S. Truman. And what he meant by that was he is not going to pass on the responsibility of acting on whatever it was to someone else. It stops with him. He will make the decision. He will make it happen. And that's where the term the buck, B-U-C-K, stops here, originated. And what there used to be were these slips of paper attached to, let's say, a memo, a typewritten memo, or even a handwritten memo that required some kind of an action. And it would be passed from one person uphill to the next person, who would say, no, I can't do it. I got to send it up to the boss. And that guy might look at it and say, yeah, I got to send it up to the boss. And ultimately, there was no person left to pass it on up to because it stopped with the president of the United States. And that's where that came from. Next item, I want to call out the medical industry. I want to call them out right here, right now. And here it is. So, Rick, the Hippocratic Oath starts with, first, do no harm. Okay. Now, is it possible, I've mentioned this before on the air, is it possible to do harm by doing nothing? And the answer is yes, it is. And here's exactly what I mean. I'd love to have your opinion on this. So there are people in the medical profession who know exactly what is going on with this coronavirus in the United States. There are people who know. There are people who are parts of committees that are in the emergency management type arena, working with the government as consultants, as employees, as volunteers. People who have specific skills, and the governments of, let's say, the state or the locality, whether it be the city, whatever it is, they know. They know because they're brought into meetings and they're told, okay, now you can't say anything. You cannot say anything because what you're going to hear is terrifying. So here's what it is. And then they discuss the situation of the virus, for example. And then they learn, okay, wow. It's really that big. The news is saying it's much, much smaller than that. Gosh, isn't that interesting? The minute I start talking about this, I see that the bars saying that I have frame loss going to GCN have occurred. The second I started talking about this. So let me just make sure, in case you didn't hear it. So I'm saying that I believe that there are people who are in these committees of emergency management type organizations that are government set up. I believe that they are brought in and briefed on what's happening with this virus, and they're told you will not say anything. You can't say anything. And they don't. And I believe that they have violated, if they're in the medical profession, that they have violated their Hippocratic oath of first do no harm, because they're doing harm by not telling people that it's here, it's real, and they can die if they contract it. Rick, your thoughts.
So we have, each of us, a responsibility, and to go internal and identify our personal feelings on a given thing. Medicine. Allotropic medicine is no longer about trying to help any more than the police are there to serve and protect. It's different. And they're trying to actually change the definitions. And as far as I'm concerned, the only one that's going to protect me now, totally, is me. And that's that. And I can't, I will depend on my neighbor. It will be, as a metaphor, it will be my neighbor that will save my life. It won't be someone in Oklahoma. And that's why people in Oklahoma, I wish we're living here. And, you know, that's because I know how they feel. And, why are they there when we now need, at the end of days, to be together to reinforce each other in saving what is about to happen? And I have always gone back to Joseph Campbell when he said, when you see the kingdom of the Father on earth, the apocalypse has already begun. It is perpetual in its potential. And Fukushima and the coronavirus in China and the president working with Ukraine and the United States and Ukraine.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the morning after the Republican-led U.S. Senate acquitted President Trump of two articles of impeachment brought against him by U.S. House Democrats, he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi appeared together at the National Prayer Breakfast, Pelosi giving the opening prayer.
We thank all gathered at this prayer breakfast for lifting our voices to the millions who are missing or murdered because of their faith.
When he spoke, President Trump seemed to be directing some of his remarks at Pelosi. He had famously said one, when she had said she prays for him, that he didn't believe her and she was lying.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Watch it.
It's gonna be sliding.
Today's
hot. When you go to DC, 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with his class. If you'd like to learn more about him, go to his website, buy his books. You can go to richardallenmiller.com. Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. And you can get his latest ESP book. And if you buy it directly from him, he will personalize it, as he's done for me over the years. Tomorrow... looks like 2 hours of tomorrow's broadcast is going to be just me and tips from my unfinished, unpublished book. And so I'll be teaching the class myself tomorrow. If you'd like to call in, that'd be wonderful. If you think you have tips that you'd like to share, that would be great. And if you'd like to talk about some of the tips that I have and enhance them, expand upon them, and say whether they worked for you or not, that would be great too. And so tomorrow's number, if you'd like to call in, I'll give it to you right now. is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I've got one question for Rick before I bring Robert on. Robert, just stay with us for another minute or so. Rick, very quickly, I've been calling out for the last few minutes the American medical industry by saying, doing nothing, not sharing valuable, important, pertinent, time-sensitive material about the coronavirus, which is a killer for sure, which is spreading at an increasing rate for sure, which has caused two ships now to be quarantined with everyone on board. Nobody's getting off a Japanese and an Italian cruise liner for sure. And we believe that this is just wave number one, and the following waves are going to be even worse, probably with the inoculation. Get a direct dose of it. I'm not going to take that. But the question is, do you think that the medical industry has violated their Hippocratic Oath by not telling us what is happening?
Knows that. Look at what's happening with the opiate crisis in America and the medical profession and individuals that own those pharmaceutical houses going to prison. It's about time that we lay down our feelings about what's going on. I have a Seventh-day Adventist doctor that can't wait to put me on a script of some kind because of my age. Flip me over into a corner there where I have to come in four times a year, and he has a revolving door with Medicare. Now, I have to be on guard, and imagine me when I get to a place where I can't take care of myself, and how's that going to play? I'm going to be like Dr. Norm Shealy. If I'm lucky, knock on wood, where there is a man who walks his talk, and you can say it. It's like going to a fat doctor. What's wrong with that image? It's practicing what they preach. And while he's putting you on an opiate for pain, what is he doing for himself in that same regard? And that's where the crime can be pointed out and identified right out of the gate. Now, religion is the same thing. Like science, it doesn't have the answers. I'm not down on Christianity. I'm saying that most people that purport to be Christian aren't. And that woman in the ad earlier about religion and, you know, practicing what you preach, walking your talk, but not using it as an excuse to do things you don't believe in. There it is. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. And that's the primary problem with Christianity, is they don't do what they preach any more than most religions in the world. And the reason a Buddhist can be a Christian and a Christian can't be a Buddhist is because of worldviews and extending your value systems to other people and giving them the same rights you would like to have afforded to you, like abortion. A woman has a right to her own body. Whether she was raped or not, she has that right, not the group outside telling her she can or cannot do something. That's wrong. A woman should have, in America, that's why I live here, not Iran, so that she does have that right. Whether you believe that she has the right or not, she still should be afforded the decision for her own body. And, you know, I'm very strong on that. That's why I'm an American, not an Iranian. I choose to live here where she would have that right. Yet, our government would try in different states to rule her decision of what she can and can't do with her own body. Just like right to death, like my father went with the Neptune Club. You know, my dad was in such pain, he did not really want to continue living. His wife, my mother, was dead, and he had no reason to continue living. at because of the pain. And they simply weren't moving fast enough in the state of Oregon. I took his own life because of the pain. Do I criticize him? No, I don't. I loved my father. He is what made me different than him. His actions were what taught me what I wanted to be and what I did not want to be. And that's where you begin your journey, is with yourself, not people outside. You seek religion for fellowship to help you reinforce values you've chosen are important to you. But that does not mean they're absolute and everybody else is wrong. Doesn't work like that any more than it does with physics. Physics, in the last century, is the leading religion of the world. If science said it, you believe it. I'm here to tell you, it isn't like that anymore. So, with that said, I apologize if I've offended anyone, because I really never mean to offend anyone. I try to make them have the space of having their own belief system, and somehow we still get along together because I respect their values. Doesn't mean they're right or wrong. That's why we're God's favored. We had choice.
Rob, let's see, we've got Robert in Kansas. Welcome.
Here we go.
Hey, good morning there, Vince. I wanted to try to answer your question about what money is. But then I also, can I first say to Dr. Miller real quick that truth is objective, meaning that it is not based on the perception of human beings. It is simply that which is. And so if you can test this in certain ways, you can throw good seed among bad ground, and you could believe with all your heart and soul it's going to grow. It will not grow. If you think you're a bird and you jump off a cliff, you cannot fly. So there are things where we can point to and say, you know, there is this, you know, and you're a physicist, so, you know, I really appreciate that part of it. But Vincent, you said, what is money, right? Well, have you ever heard of something, an entity called mammon?
Tell us where you're going with this. Go ahead.
Well, mammon is supposedly like a spirit of you know, not a very nice one, I guess. And that's one reason that I guess that I've heard that's why it says in God we trust on the back of our money, is that ultimately you're dealing with a certain religion in a sense. And it goes into banking, it goes into the corporation, it goes in, you know, Babylonian corporate fiction. This thing is really, really old, right? That tens of thousands, probably, you know, beyond that, what do we even know about history, right? But that's when you're dealing with money in the modern sense, and the money magic, and how everything that goes into how it works, it really is a, you know, unfortunately, it's a God that isn't a very nice God, or isn't a good God. Let's say not the creator God. People read that statement and they think, oh, that's the creator God, when they put in God we trust on the money. That's not the God that these people are into. Let's just say it like that. They're into a different,
You're talking about a pursuit, a greedy pursuit of gain. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
Capitalism. Greed is good.
I think greed is horrible, and I think that's
one of the principal
reasons we're going down as a nation, is because the sum of all individual greed combined with the sum of all individual stupidity. Like the gal who was at the caucus, and she cast her vote, the Democrat caucus in Iowa, for Pete What's-His-Butt, and then she found out that he's a homo, and then she said, oh, can I have my ballot back?
Yeah,
she
right.
wanted to... Yeah, because so that is like one part of stupidity. Okay, she is a voting member of the caucus, and she's not informed. She's ignorant
or
of the facts,
a judgment,
and then she finds out
she's informed.
Correct.
Making, you know, making a decision before she's properly informed. And we're all of us make mistakes. We all of us make mistakes. I do all the time. I just don't want to make the same one twice.
But how can anybody at a caucus who is standing instead of other people or representing other people and not know the basic facts? How is that possible? That's where we are. That's why we have higher and higher sales taxes. On the East Coast, there was a state back in the 1970s, I believe, and the state had what they called a shortfall. That means that they spent more than they had. And so the government of this particular state, and I believe it was the Garden State, decided that they needed a small patch, just a temporary patch, one half of 1% of the sale of most goods, except for food and necessities, would be taxed. One half of 1%. So it was a half a percent sales tax. And then, well, we only need another half a cent. And look, it's only 1 cent. What's the big deal? Just a penny. But they doubled it. And now what's it? Like 8%? So there are people who allow that to happen, who encourage that to happen. And I know one of these morons in the corrupt county that I live in. And she was instrumental in raising the sales tax from about 5.7% to 6%. Sounds like, oh, that's just a little bit. As a percentage, it's a huge increase. And the money's wasted.
You start a business, right, to avoid taxes, how you always teach, and that goes right into the corporation, the Babylonian corporate fiction, how all this fits together. It's a way of basically getting you to worship something that isn't real and to be submit to it in terms of money. See money as God. That's what a corporation is.
Okay, I do not worship money.
I don't worship money. That.
As a matter of fact, I can... Oh, okay. I was going to say I can prove that very easily. We'll be right back, Robert.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Robert, I'd like to ask you to bear with me for just one moment while I ask Rick this very important question. So, class, on December 7th, 1941, the government of Japan attacked the United States. The government of Japan bombed us at Pearl Harbor and killed thousands of people and sunk our ships at Pearl Harbor. Now the government of Japan is going to attack again, but this time not just the United States. This time the entire planet, by releasing massive amounts of radioactive water being stored at Fukushima, at the nuclear power plant. And, Rick, 1.2 million tons of contaminated water is going to be released by Japan into the world's oceans. What are your thoughts?
We're in trouble. That's dangerous. That is, nobody knows how badly that's going to affect us. I hope you post Joey's last post with me called Long-Term Storage Food, Lifeboats versus Yachts. There's your money question right there. Lifeboat versus a yacht. What is it that you need?
Rick, let me say it this way, class. Chemistry 101 at the university in the 1970s, early 1970s. The professor got up, and there's 550 people in the chemistry class. He got up on stage, he held a quart jar, and he said, "This is red dye. Red dye. If we pour this quart of red dye in the ocean, and we stir it around and mix it up, and since all ocean waters are interconnected, all of them, Atlantic, Pacific, all of them, if we take an empty quart jar and we scoop out water anywhere, anywhere in the world, top, bottom, left, right, we'll get at least one atom of red dye." We're talking about, that was a quart. We're talking about 1,200,000 tons.
Like plastic. It's, that's why Subway, when you go to get a Subway sandwich today, they don't have straws out anymore. Good luck with that.
The point I'm trying to make, this is not fixable. Once they do this, it's over. Cancer will be, it's already in every family.
They can't remove tritium from the water. That's the deal. That's the problem. Tritium. Not deuterium. Tritium. And there's, it's in everything. What you don't want is to be able to have it be of levels where it becomes toxic, you know, with an LD50 ratio. 50% get exposed to that and die. That's the measure that physics is. It also does not have the answer. We're
so
in
we
a
have,
bad situation.
We have the coronavirus coming from China, and we have this massive amount of intentionally dumped radioactive cooling system water that is going to be dumped by Japan. What do we do? I'm not buying anything.
Well,
if I can avoid it from China.
That's a good place to start. In the New Madrid fault line, we could start there. Turn the switch off.
So when everything just turns to lousy, that's when Lucille comes out. And unfortunately, it's too late. But those survivors, I think they're going to go hunting with Lucille for those perpetrators of these horrible acts. I think that's what's going to happen. I can't call for it to happen. Please don't think I'm saying y'all will do this.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And actually, my logo is, in God we trust, all others we monitor.
Absolutely. Robert in Kansas, final thoughts.
Well, Vincent, that coronavirus, if China was attacked with that sort of weapon, I don't want to be on any sort of response, you know, from them or anybody else. I mean, it really could be a spiral into a warfare of diseases that like that. And I hate to say it, guys, we're on the surface, and it's not going to be good, you know. Even if you don't get hit by the disease directly, it can have all sorts of other impacts that, you know, all the things that you've always talked about, Vincent. And Dr. Miller is so right about all the plants that we have to be concerned with.
And how about the Chinese saying, you're going to have to get rid of your dogs or we're going to kill them? And your cats, because they can carry this. Once this gets more into the United States, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be on our shoes. It's going to be in the air. It's going to be in our clothing. It's going to be on the buses, subways, trucks, packages, people. It's going to be terrible. It's already terrible, and it's increasing. Please do your own research. Please inform your family. And one of your children going to a sports event, just because we got to play that game, can bring it home and kill you all. Am I kidding? No, I'm not kidding. Kirk, thank you. Thank you for being with us. Robert, thank you for calling in and being with us.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.